Good morning. This is a little overwhelming. Thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. So we're going to party today, and it's going to be a joyful, celebratory event. I'm determined. We're not going to cry. But welcome. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Did you have an announcement? Okay. Sherry has an announcement.
Shocker. As we move from part one of our celebration to part two of our celebration, we'll be handing out programs as you leave worship. And just to let you know, we were a little exuberant when setting tables yesterday, so we may actually have more room than we thought we might. So just kind of bear with us. And thank you all for being here.
I feel so loved. Thanks. Now let us prepare ourselves for worship. Stand for the call to worship. When God's people gather for worship,
the Spirit of God is surely present.
When every voice is heard and every age feels welcomed,
the Spirit of God is surely present.
Let us worship here in this place.
Thank you.
We gather in this place called by the goodness of God, and we come yet falling short, recognizing our sins. Please join with me in the prayer of confession. God of all creation, you have taught us what it means to be welcoming, yet we confess that sometimes we create our own closed communities. We exclude others because who they are or what they believe. We become so comfortable in our life that we mourn those who might push us beyond our comfort. We confess that we do not always welcome as you have welcomed us. Forgive us, God, for we yearn for a closer walk with you. And we offer to God our silent prayers of confession. Hear the good news. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone, a new walk with Christ has begun. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. Thanks be to God.
Somebody wasn't paying attention.
Satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Through this world of toil and snare, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? Now but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen. This time I'd like to invite all the young and young at heart to join me up here. Children's time. Good morning. Good morning. How are you all today? Good? You having a good morning? Having a good week? Did you have a good week? What was so good about this week? Who wants to tell me what was good about this week? Yeah. Sorry? End of school. Oh, wow. Was that this week? Did we finish school this week? Who was really excited about that? You already did? Okay. Because end of school means no more homework and no more tests, right? And no more bad cafeteria food, right? Right? But sometimes the end of school can be a little sad too, right? You have to say goodbye to our friends for a little while. You have to say goodbye to maybe our school and go to a new school, so that can be sad. And sometimes we have to say goodbye to our teachers. And teachers are very, very important, right? Here in the church, we like to think of our ministers and our pastors as teachers. The Presbyterians like to think of ministers as teachers. And that's very important because just like teachers, they don't just tell us what to do, they show us what to do. They don't just tell us to love other people and to be kind and to be fair, but they show us, they walk with us, and they demonstrate for us, just like teachers do. Well, today at Gates Presbyterian Church, it's kind of like the last day of school, because we're going to be saying goodbye to a very important person, a very important teacher and friend to so many in this congregation, and one of my favorite teachers of all time, Pastor Carol Ann. So we say goodbye to her today, and it can be a little sad, but I think it's a really good thing, and we should be excited because just like Jesus wants us to love Jesus and God and love our fellow friends and neighbors and even people we don't know, Jesus wants us to love each other and be kind to one another. And he showed us how to do that, just like a great teacher and just like Pastor Carol Ann has done for 20 plus years. When she first came here, I was little, just like you, sitting in this sanctuary. So to make her proud, like any good teacher, I want us to continue loving our neighbor, loving our friends, loving our parents, and to be kind and generous to one another. How does that sound? Does that sound like a good plan? And Carol Ann, I know Pastor Carol Ann is going to be very proud of all of you if you continue to walk with Jesus and love God and love your neighbors just like she taught us to do all these years. Does that sound like a plan? Let's stand and say a prayer. Stand up. We're going to say a prayer. Come on.
Repeat it. Dear God, thank you for special people. Thank you for friends and teachers. Thank you for pastors like Carol Ann. Continue to watch over all of us and to be a blessing in Pastor Carol Ann's life. We are so grateful for her. Amen.
Can't go yet. I just wanted to tell you I love each one of you, and I'm going to miss each one of you, and I'll be praying for you as you grow, and I want you to be praying for me. So thank you for letting me be part of your lives. You can go now.
Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, him alone you shall worship. To God you shall hold fast, and by the Holy One's name you shall swear. God is your praise. God is your Lord, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. Your ancestors went down to Egypt, 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in heaven.
The second reading this morning is from Matthew 10. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly, I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. Now when Jesus had finished instructing the 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. It wasn't your usual sleepy-eyed Monday morning. No, not at all. Instead, there was a high energy in the air. Our Jamaican mission team was preparing for their first work day of the trip. As they climbed into Lloyd's van, I began with my Monday morning litany of questions. Do we have the first aid kit? Do you have your water bottles? Are the paint brushes in the van? Are the youth in the van? And finally, we began the 20-minute ride to our work site, the Green Island Basic School. The well-maintained road on which we traveled was lined with elegant, elegant resorts. Our eyes were glued to the wonders of the road. The wandering goats, the exquisite flowers, the wind-sculptured palm trees, white beaches, blue waters, and so much more. And then the van turned right onto a road that had more potholes than pavement. And I imagine that some of the first-timers in the van were beginning to wonder, where are we going? For the pristine neighborhoods of a tourist destination had immediately changed to the impoverished neighborhoods of a developing country. Lloyd, who had been our driver every single Jamaican mission trip, masterfully dodged the craters in the road. And very soon, turned into the driveway of the Green Island United Church of Jamaica and the Green Island Basic School. Lloyd stopped the van. And then suddenly, very suddenly, from the doorways of the school, little faces, lots of little faces, popped out, began to appear. And the exuberant, very exuberant, chant began. The white people bus is back! The white people bus is back! The white people bus is back! Smiles on these adorable children's faces told the story of fun they had had in past years with the folks who had arrived in this very van. Visions of piggyback rides and bubbles, footballs and stories, crafts and songs danced in their heads. The possibilities ahead of them filled them with joy. It was truly an authentic welcome. Welcome. It's such a common word. We throw it around casually, printed on doormats, painted on plaques. But I would like to suggest this morning that there is nothing casual about an authentic welcome extended to the people of God. Extended without reservations, without fear, and with the understanding that together we're going to experience something very, very good. Maybe even holy. And perhaps that is why Jesus ended his how-to lecture to the disciples in the scripture this morning, the ones I read this morning, with a discourse on the art of hospitality. Jesus declared, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Welcoming is what we do as Christians. 24 years ago, you welcomed me to GPC. During my first year, maybe a year and a half, I was part-time and actually pretty much of an office nomad. At that time, Julie Fuster, who's here, Julie, where are you? Oh, right there, all right. was on our staff as Associate of Ministries. Sadly, in 1991, Julie announced to GPC that she was leaving Rochester. Her husband had accepted a new job in Connecticut. Julie was a neighbor, a colleague, and most of all, a friend. I was very unhappy to see her leave. Honestly, I would have been content to be an office nomad forever if she had stayed. However, since she was leaving, I gladly inherited her office. Well, it was somewhat of an office. Actually, at that time of GPC history, it was a converted closet, not the office I have now. A nice converted closet, creatively transformed, but nonetheless a closet. But it didn't matter to me. I was just happy to have my own office. Smiling from ear to ear, I walked into my new workplace, pulled out the desk chair, plopped myself down, and immediately my eyes landed on a piece of paper. This piece of paper. Let me share it with you. And yes, I save a lot of things. Dear Carol Ann, welcome to this space. I trust it'll be as great for you as it was for me. I will be thinking of you and praying for you. I love you, Julie. Welcome to this space. Julie, it has been a great space for me. And honestly, Julie, when I found your note, I could not have even begun to imagine how truly great this space would be. For Gates Presbyterian, you really know how to authentically welcome people, God's people, all of God's people. I know that to be true, because you welcomed me into the ordained ministry of Word and Sacrament right here in this space. And because you welcomed my family into your faith family right here in this space. And because you welcomed me into your lives right here in this space, you even shared your wonderful children with me. But I also know it to be true because together, we've ventured beyond this space. We've ventured way beyond this space, welcoming God's people into our lives from urban Rochester to rural New York, from New Orleans to New York City, from Central America to the Caribbean, from Sudan to Eastern Europe. I have loved my time with you. Being your associate pastor has been one of God's greatest blessings to me. Together, we've done God's work and we've experienced God's love. I will miss you tremendously. So then, some of you may be wondering, why am I talking about welcome instead of farewell? Perhaps it's because I believe the two are quite interwoven. For you see, when we say farewell to each other, we create the space that's needed to welcome the unfolding adventure to which God is calling us separately. So it's now time to dance and to sing and to clap our hands, for God has worked through our shared ministry. And it's now time to dance and sing and clap our hands, for God is still creating and still calling us to new ministries. And we will authentically welcome it. It is who we are. It is what we do. Why? Because Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Indeed, God has been in this space, God is in this space today, and God will continue to be in this space. And that is the reassuring news of Jesus Christ. We have much to celebrate, so let's party hard. Amen. For the Kleenex. Thank you.
Ready? All right.
Amen. It's always a good day when Presbyterians can clap rhythmically for long periods of time. So, amen. Welcome your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern at this time. If you would make sure your hand is raised, an usher will bring a microphone to you.
Janice Bilalavik. George sends his greetings, and sorry he can't be here. I didn't think I was going to. He's at Unity right now. He has pneumonia again, and he's being treated. He's in observation, though. He's not been admitted, and they expect he may be there till Monday or Tuesday.
You give him a special kiss from me.
Prayers for George.
Sally Christensen, I have a double prayer of joy. Carol Ann presided yesterday at our son Rob's wedding to the lovely now Catherine Elizabeth Christensen, and we are blessed to have her in our family, and we were blessed to have Carol Ann there.
Amen.
It was fun.
Thanks be to God.
Adam Switzer, I just have a prayer of joy. I think I can speak on behalf of all the youth that's now and gone on like us, that we could just thank Carol Ann for everything she's done. I know personally I wouldn't be standing what I'm doing now, raising a beautiful daughter and doing what I'm doing now without Carol Ann. So I just really want to thank you, Carol Ann, from the bottom of my heart for everything you've done for me and the youth here. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Adam.
Bill DeSoro, this morning we got some sad news that my uncle, very close relative, my mom's sister's husband, passed away. He's been dealing with dementia and over the last couple of years, and it's been declining over the last 6 weeks, and he went home today. So I'd like some prayers for my family. Thank you.
Prayers. Bill, was that your uncle you said? Prayers for Bill and his family and the death of his uncle.
Velta Rushan, this morning I asked for prayers for my dad who lives in Florida. He's now on a ventilator, so as soon as the party's over, I will be flying to Florida to see him. So thank you for your prayers.
Kathy Wakeman, I'd like to ask for prayers for a dear friend who was just diagnosed with fast-moving terminal cancer. Thanks.
Prayers for your friend, Kathy.
Paula Sousa, just prayer of joy that after 1 year, Jamie finally has a full-time job.
Amen.
Very,
thanks
very
be to God.
Her.
Thanks be to God.
I'm going to take advantage of all of you because you're all here today. And I'll pray for Mary Horn. She needs it desperately. How could things go wrong? Thank you.
Continued prayers for Mary Horn and also Lynn Smythe. Saw a hand up over here.
Tom Ward over here. I just want to say that it's so nice to see everybody in church today. Caroline, could you just retire every Sunday, maybe?
Sure, if I get Jamaican food.
A prayer for friends of ours. last week, some close friends lost their 5-year-old child. He just passed away. And no explanation, no rhyme, no reason. The autopsy showed nothing. He just died. And we were at his service. The prayers of condolence and solace for their family as they go through this awful experience. So, thank you.
Oh, Lord, hear our prayer.
J.C. Wushan. Last week, I asked for prayers for a family of a former coworker who passed away after suffering with MS. This week, I asked for prayer for another former coworker of 25 plus years who had a massive stroke. And after 2 weeks at Rochester General, he was moved to hospice. And basically, it's just a matter of days. Okay, again, prayers. It was Ed Sullivan. A lot of you work at Kodak knew him. So keep his family in prayers. Thank
Amen.
You.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us continue our time of prayer together And please note that the Lord's Prayer will be lifted up in music this morning. So let us pray together. Gracious God, this is a great day of celebration and joy, tinged with grief and goodbye. Gates Presbyterian Church has been richly blessed by the love, care, support, wisdom, laughter, and commitment of Carol Ann to the ministry you have called her to. Help us to welcome her into this new chapter of her ministry as we welcome the possibilities you have for us here at GPC. Almighty God, you have blessed us with amazing opportunities to practice your radical welcome. Grant us patience, courage, and wisdom to discern your will among the many competing claims and conflicts of this present time. Give us an appreciative memory for all who have gone before and a strong, clear vision of the church for the future. This morning, we continue to lift in prayer our denomination, congregations, leaders, and individuals struggling with decisions made at General Assembly. Decisions bringing joy to some and grief and anger to others. We ask that you bring us together in your love and unity, remembering always that we are people of your reconciliation and grace, called to be bearers of peace and practicers of justice throughout your world. God, we ask for prayers for this world, a world torn apart by violence and strife. We hold in prayer our sisters and brothers who wake up this day facing war, insurmountable grief and suffering. Gracious God, all of our prayers are summed up in a longing for your kingdom, that wonderful, amazing new reality where we reflect your unconditional welcome. And so we join our hearts together, praying for the coming of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, hear our prayers. Amen. We are richly blessed. And at this time in our service, we offer back a portion of those blessings back to God. As the offering is being received, if you would, please sign the hospitality registers, pass them along your pews so that we can greet one another by name. And part of our offertory this morning will also include a thanksgiving and litany of farewell for Carol Ann. She doesn't quite fit in the offering plate, so when we're done receiving the offering, the ushers are excused. There won't be a doxology following, and we'll gather together again. So, Carol Ann, it's been 24 years. You knew this was coming. Let us worship God.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this light becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same. But you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything, my wish for you.
evident from these photos, we know that our church family is constantly changing. People come and go, babies are born, and children grow up. People commit themselves to one another. Loved ones and friends among us come to the end of their lives. Individuals move into our church life and others leave us, moving away to new places, new experiences, new opportunities. It is important and right that we recognize these times of passage, of endings and beginnings. And today we share the time of farewell with Reverend Carol Ann Strawbridge, who is retiring. And she has blessed us with many, many gifts throughout her years of service, for God has blessed her with many gifts. And Kay Harder is going to present a symbol of those gifts and her time here.
I told Melissa and Carol Ann it wasn't fair to follow that slideshow. All right. I amply name this gift Memories, and I think many of you in this congregation, when you see it, will have your own memories. I've asked a couple people to help me, because I'm not going to let you open it there, because you need to see it rather than open it. So if you guys will get that out, I'll put my glasses on so I can do this.
You don't get to open your own present. Sorry.
You've talked about this for many, many years. It's a quilt. Melissa and I talked about it in November. I said, not till after the church mass will I start on this. And then I put out the call to all work project advisors, youth, young adults, whatever I could find, to get a quilt made for you out of all the t-shirts from 1998 to 2014. I wasn't going to put New York City work projects on there, so I decided to do the first one, which is, you know, very special to Carol Ann because Bob was on that one. We didn't have t-shirts in Middlebury, so I had to buy one. So the rest of them are t-shirts that were made. They're the backs and the logos on the front on all of them. I had my daughter Mary donated her very first Jamaica t-shirt. I had Ben and Natalie Wallens donate theirs. Ben also said, Carol Ann loves Triennium. You have to have that shirt. That shirt, we had five kids go that year. And then junior highs. I can't forget junior highs. So Nancy Hasenlop and I designed that last square down there for junior highs. So every time you look at this quilt, we hope you think of a memory that will make you smile, laugh, roll your eyes, or whatever. We're going to display it during the celebration, the fellowship hall, so you can come and take a look. Dorothy Munt helped me find somebody that would quilt it for me because I had absolutely no time to quilt. So I put it together, got it quilted, and here you go.
Love it. I just love it. It's perfect. It's perfect. Thank you. This is on the paper. So if it feels a little red, it is. But I know you know I mean it. Thank you, members of Gates Presbyterian Church. Your kindness and your support, your caring and your love has truly sustained me through the years. And some of those years were hard. when Bob died, and you were there for me. Thank you. I've been blessed by our partnership in ministry. We've done this together.
And so let us give thanks for our journey together, in which friendships were made, joys were celebrated, and through which we touched the love of God. Let us all say together, thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
And do you, the members and friends of Gates Presbyterian Church, now release the Reverend Carol Ann Strawbridge from your service as pastor. If so, please say, we do with thanks to God.
We do with thanks to God.
And Carol Ann, do you recognize and accept the completion of your ministry with this congregation?
I do. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, our endings and our beginnings are rooted in your love. We clap our hands and shout with gratitude that we've been partners in our ministry of peace and justice. Help us to joyfully welcome the new path to which you call us. Amen.
World, knowing without a doubt that we go with the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.